If you love talking about cats, but your friends and family are kind of over it, this is the podcast for you. Join your hosts, Danielle Stray Woolley and Elizabeth Calico Gearhart, on the Jersey Podcats, where every day cat lovers share funny stories, challenging situations, and ask their questions about cats. All right, let's get right into this episode.
Hi, everybody. I'm Danielle Woolley.
And I'm Elizabeth Gearhart. And we are the Jersey Podcats. Yay. So happy to be back together again. I've missed Danielle. She's been so busy.
I know. And I was just saying, as we were kind of warming up before we hit record, that the more I try to open my schedule up to be not busy, more stuff falls in, but it's stuff that I need to get done. So it's kind of working out okay. But yeah, I don't like having to talk to friends and say, so what are you doing in 3.5 weeks from now?
I know. So this is a catch up episode. But Danielle had a horrible thing happen with Luffy.
Oh, yes. So he's okay. But for those of you who have been following us for a while, I used to talk about how Loki loved to burst out the door. Like, you'd ring the doorbell and all my other cats would run and hide. He would think that someone was here for him and he would run out because he wants to go outside and play and explore. So I've been a little lax since he's passed because none of the other cats have ever gone for the door before. So I had just like opened the back door and was grabbing the outdoor cat dish to clean. And I just left the door open too long. And I guess a bird or a squirrel or something was outside that got Luffy's attention. And he just like took off. Like, I've never seen him move so fast before. And by the time I like closed the door and yelled for Brian and tried to get outside, he was just gone. So we spent a couple of hours looking for him. And for where he came from, he was one of my foster fails, which now that I'm thinking about it, all but one of my cats were foster fails that are currently in my home. but I still am a champion for a cheerleader for getting people to foster. Actually, we could talk more about that after this.
We should talk about fostering.
Yeah, there's a lot going on. But for Luffy, he originally came from outside. So I had thought he was maybe like 2 years old. Turns out he's between 6 and 8 years old. So we spliced it in the middle. We're saying he's 7 years old. And he came from like my block of dead end. So I knew he was okay. But you know, it was still traumatizing. And I hooked up a motion camera, which I actually rigged to my metal plant pole with like a magnet and like a piece of tape. And Brian was making fun of me because he's like, what? That's not going to hold. And it did. So I'll say it did.
Yay.
And I always have my phone on do not disturb. So the first night that he was missing, I didn't hear any of the alerts. I stayed up until midnight because I was worried. And by the time that he decided to come back from whatever adventure he was on, it may have been like 12:03. Like, if you look back at the recordings, we literally just missed each other. But the poor guy was like frantically going back and forth trying to figure out how to get back in the house for almost an hour and a half. And then around 2 a.m., I woke up and was like, no alerts. And then I opened up the camera and I saw that there was an alert, but I didn't get it. And then I waited up till 5 a.m. and he didn't come back. So that was not very fun for me. But fast forward to the next day, fixed my phone, the alerts were on. And as soon as that first alert went off with him on the back step, it opened the door, he came flying back in. And he was like a wreck. Like, you could tell because the cats were all hissing at him and he smelled like stress smell. You know what I mean? Like when cats get stressed out. Yeah. And he was just like knocked out, didn't want to do anything, super laid back, putting his legs up in the air. And for the first couple of days when he was back, he wouldn't even go by the back door. He's like, no, I'm not going outside ever again. I won't do that again. So, but yeah. He's gone.
Yay. And that reminds me of my cat Midnight. We moved and she got lost and I had her chipped and this woman took her to the vet and they called me and she had been living under the woman's porch with a whole bunch of other strays that the woman was feeding.
Oh gosh.
And for months, it was months. And so when I got Midnight back, she went into the bedroom, master bedroom, and she laid in the middle of the bed and she literally did not come out.
Oh yeah. Cause she was so like overwhelmed, I'm sure, wiped out.
Yeah. So I had to feed her in there, put a cat box in there and she just stayed there. So yeah, that poor little cat. She was a sweet cat.
Aw, can I just tell you though? So we've done how many episodes and like I've done blog posts and I've done education through the rescue that Press News I volunteer with of like, don't do this when you lose a cat. You're supposed to do this and this and this. I did nothing. I was so much of a mess. I was like running around the neighborhood, knocking at all the neighbors' doors and like, can I have your phone number in case you see my cat, please? I'm freaking out. And then finally, one of my friends from the rescue, because she's removed from the situation, she said, did you contact the microchip company? did you go on to the Lost My Kitty site? And I was like, no, can you do it for me? Because I was literally going door to door. But then afterwards, I was like, oh, I know what to do now. Now that I'm home, like 3 hours later, it's like, I should have done all these things. So just a reminder, make sure you have microchips on your cats. My cats, I don't have collars on because I just keep taking them off anyway. But I wish I had them on because really then if they're outside, you know, people will be able to kind of see them better. But I have microchips. They're all registered. And the other thing, too, is I was surprised because when I posted online, all I said was the part that I did remember from a couple of our guests of don't chase my cat. If you see it, this is what it looks like. Send me a picture of exactly time and location of where you're at and I'll come. And how many people do you think gave me unsolicited advice of how to get the cat back?
Millions.
Millions. And they were all wrong. They were like, put your litter boxes outside. And then people were arguing in the comments saying, no, don't do that. You're going to attract predators. And someone else saying, put your clothes outside so it smells you. Oh, goodness. But you know what the best tip is? And actually, I didn't do it because it was the same time that we were looking outside and there happened to be a possum. So we didn't leave the door open. But all of my friends in rescue, what they've done is they just, wherever the exit point was, leave it cracked open and they'll come back and just kind of sneak back in. And if I had done that, he wouldn't have been freaking out all night trying to get back in. But we didn't because there was a possum on the back step trying to get in the house. So,
oh my gosh.
So yeah, it's been a zoo.
Well, life is interesting with cats. Fun. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So mine have been just out in and out a little bit. And Kushi's getting older. He doesn't go out much at all anymore. It's surprising if he does go out. But Lily and Max go out, but I don't think they go very far. But we'd had a cat that was coming around. So my daughter and I had put this little felt cat bed enclosed, like cat cave, out on the screen porch. And I think there's a mouse living in it now.
Oh, gosh.
Because the cat was looking at it like there was something in it. I picked it up and shook it. And there wasn't another cat in it. But I think there was something in it. I didn't look inside.
Yeah. But the funny thing, too, is so you wouldn't have thought that would happen. Because if you have cats on there on the porch, right? You think that the mouse wouldn't have come.
Right.
But you know what I forgot to mention? So for our prior guests that we've had on the show, I feel like I'm obsessed and I'm like a groupie of these guys. But Christy and Sid Chand, they both have different businesses. They're both big animal lovers. Actually, Specs Eyewear Inc. is where I got my glasses. Elizabeth and I are big fans of Sid's Booze for Paws.
Yeah.
She likes the vodka. I like the gin. but they also have a fan club for one of their dogs. And I'm such a dork. I had to buy the long sleeve t-shirt for it. So I'm an official member, if you could see it.
It says Freddy's.
It says Freddy's Fan Club official member. Not just a member. Oh. I'm an official member.
And it has his face on it. A picture of his face.
Yeah. And I was running around in this the other day and people are like, what are you wearing? I'm like, mind your business. I like it.
You're like, whatever I want to.
Yeah.
That's hilarious, Danielle. Yeah. Well, I can't say I've been wearing any animal clothes lately, but.
Yeah, between that and I also bought the Specs Eyewear shirts too because I love these glasses. And I think I've mentioned before that if you purchase through Specs Inc., specsinc.com or specseyewearinc.com, SPEX, you'll find it, and choose Tommy's Cats from the drop down, they'll actually make a donation towards the rescue that I work with. So I bought one of the shirts too, and it says my glasses save animals. And I guess I have two of them. So I guess I wear those too much too. I had someone ask me if I worked for the company. So, Christy, if you're listening. And you're ever hiring. Apparently, I work for your eyeglass company.
You should have said you're an ambassador.
Yeah. Well, I just said is I love the glasses. And also one of the rescues I work with gets a profit from it. So or a donation from it.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, so I should talk about what I've been doing. So I started a meetup for podcasters and YouTube creators. Mm-hmm. And we have it in person in Summit.
But you're also virtual too, right?
And we're virtual too on Zoom.
You don't have to be in New Jersey.
You can be anywhere. We've got people from all over the world coming to this thing.
That's so cool.
Yeah. So the next one is going to be in April 24th. But the reason I brought it up, we have a podcast studio in our building in Summit, and I'm remodeling it so that I can rent it out to the public and help people start podcasts. So that's kind of the new thing I'm starting. Yeah. It's really fun. And
I'm still not leaving my house though.
I know you're not, but you can come on the Zoom.
I can come hang on the Zoom. Yeah.
Yeah. You would have a lot to add. So So anyway, I would love to have you come on sometime and talk
just
about
so you guys know, that's an inside joke where I was saying I have no reason to leave my house anymore because I work from home. I do rescue from home. I do my podcast from home.
And she has her cats at home. So why would you leave? Yeah. So.
Well, I'm leaving Sunday for vacation, but I want to hear more about your podcast group.
I just want to say, like, for the studio, we hired a guy in Colombia. Richard found him and asked him to do a design, and it is awesome. So he sourced all the materials for us. He did like real pictures of it. I don't know what kind of software this guy's using, but he took our pictures that we sent and put all the colors and everything in it. Anyways, I'm super, super excited. So I'm hoping the studio will be done by summer. I was hoping to get it done sooner. And then people can come and do their podcast from there if they want, or they can try it out and see what they think. So So that's why I started the meetup group. So the next one is going to be about using AI tools and virtual assistants to help with podcasts. So, I mean,
we use AI.
Yeah.
For our descriptions and titles. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we use Cast Magic. And for some of the YouTube stuff I've done, I've gone into Canva. And in Canva, you can actually, they have a AI and you can generate an image with AI. I see you're nodding your head.
I was at dinner. So the way I found it was I was at dinner with my friend, and I used to be really big on Photoshop, like before anybody, you know, had tutorials or teachers for all this stuff, before YouTube was popular and all that. And I just kind of figured it out as best as I can. And I used to like take pictures and doctor them up and prank people. Because back then, like, nobody knew you can like fake out a picture.
Right.
And we were at dinner and I was taking a picture of my friend. She kept talking about her hair color and my girlfriend and I were disagreeing on what color she should go with. So I was like, oh, I wonder if I can like mess around with the color or the tint. And then I found the AI thing. And I think I said something like, take this picture, but make the haircut, blah, 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 blah. And it gave me a bunch of options and I sent to her and she picked which one she wanted to go get her hair done with, which I thought was so cool.
Oh, that is cool. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I was
doing really fast today because I'm so excited to be recording again.
I know. So I have another podcast I do by myself. It's called Ghost Stories, the Flip Side, where I tell a ghost story and then I tell the ghost side. But I do, I was doing it where I was talking because it's a video one, but now I'm going into Canva and I'm making pictures. So the whole thing is pictures. So it's like watching a real video. But I told the Canva AI to make a picture of two men, old-fashioned men, on a stitched onto like a throw pillow and each holding a large dog. And that's for this one ghost story I did. And so the one dog's, like the way the Canva AI works, it's hilarious. The one dog's face is mostly dog, but there's a little bit of human mixed in. It's really
funny. Maybe that fits into the creepy ghost story you're telling.
It's so funny. My daughter was looking at it. I had kind of blown it up to be one of the frames. And my daughter was looking at it. She's like, this is too creepy. You can't do this. If kids see this, they're going to freak out. So I was doing it for kids. Now I'm doing it for adults because,
I'm an adult sort of, kind of, and I loved listening to it, even though it was for kids.
Yeah. So I use it to experiment with a lot of stuff. So, you got to really be careful with the AI, right? Like you have to tell it exactly, right?
Yeah. And I see like a bunch of people putting up like their portraits and stuff and like their hands, they've got like 9 fingers instead of 10 and like funny things like that.
Yeah. And if you tell, I mean, ChatGPT can be good for some stuff, but you have to be so specific with that because otherwise you just get mishmash out. So anyway. We're going to talk about AI tools at the next podcasting meetup, but back to this podcast, which I love, which I love doing because I love talking about my cats and I love hearing about Danielle's adventures with cats, which are never ending. That's what we should call it. Danielle's adventures with cats.
Yeah. So we were also saying, because things have been going on, like I've been having a lot of medical things. So I've been clearing up my space on my schedule to handle all of that in addition to, you know, work and current responsibilities. But more cat stuff just keeps filling in. If it's not doctor related, it seems to be cat related. And I actually had where the two crossed. So part of my autoimmune stuff, my blood work has been coming back good, but I still have some of the symptoms. So one of my doctors said, you know, why don't you check with the allergist, because maybe that's where inflammation is coming from. So I know I've always joked about being allergic to cats because I used to have the symptoms, but who can take a wild guess of what my top 3 allergies were?
Eggs? No?
Eggs was up there, yeah. Rabbits and cats. Those are my highest inflammation
rabbits
markers.
Rabbits and cats? Rabbits? Like
so very specific, yeah. So, but I'm not going to show the printout itself, because I really do love my allergist. So I'm not making fun of her, but I kind of am, because she clearly does not have animals. But as each thing came up as a high allergen, I got like a little sheet of like how to handle each thing. So who wants to hear how to take care of pet related allergies?
I do.
Okay. Maybe we should call this how not to, but let me just read this to you. So it says, if you have an allergy to animals, do not get a new pet. If you already have a pet that you cannot live without, then you can keep the pet outdoors. What? And I was like, no, that's not a thing. Or restrict it to a few rooms in the house.
But not a cat.
Can't allow the pet in the bedroom. And I'm just cracking up. This woman's helping me. So she gave me some meds that'll help. But I'm just like, can I have a copy of that? Because I couldn't wait to bring it here. But there was some good tips in here. So that one I don't agree with. And I'm going to have a conversation with her when I go back. Because in my mind, I don't like that it almost is insinuating like dump your animals outside or get rid of them, which, you know, I'm a big fan of not doing. I'm sure that's not the intention, but I get sensitive to that stuff. But she did say wash hands after petting. This is the best one. Bathe your pet once a week to reduce the dander. Maybe she'll come wash my cats. Like,
and then have a bottle of hydrogen peroxide for all the scratches.
Yeah. So I get it. Like, maybe theoretically these are all good things, but like practicality is a big no here. But then this one was a good tip: vacuuming your carpets at least twice a week, using a specialized vacuum, make sure the vacuum spins dust and dirt away from the floor and has a HEPA filter, blah, 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 like all of that. So that I know, but I already have 2 humidifiers. I have 2 air purifiers. I vacuum probably more than I should. Ideally, I should get rid of my carpets. But then it also said to change air conditioning and furnace filters every 3 months and use filters that have a rating of 8 to 12 on the MERV rating. I don't even know what that is. So there was some good stuff on here that I thought I'd pass along. But half of it, I was trying not to laugh at her while she was telling me.
I know. Well, I don't really like carpets. So our house is mostly hardwoods. I mean, we have some carpets down. But I feel like carpets are kind of allergy.
We actually tried to get rid of our carpet shortly after we moved in, and we had someone come to give us an estimate, and we were going to move forward with it. Maybe it wasn't right after we moved in, but I don't remember when it was, but they told us like, okay, we could do it for this price. I'll go get all the supplies. But then they said, pick which color you want. But we already have hardwood in our kitchen and our dining room. We're like, no, we want to match it. Okay. Well, you tell me which color you want to match it to. I'm like, wait a minute. No, that's why we're hiring you. We want you to do it. So then I got nervous and I was like, I'm not picking the color. It's like the time I went to the hair salon. I should have ran out of there, but I didn't. And this actually is another story. It's completely random. I should like rename my middle name to random here. Nothing to do with cats. But I once went to a hair salon where they handed me a book and told me to pick what color I want. And it did not go well. my hair came out like an orange color. And it was right around St. Patty's Day. So I got teased.
Yeah, it was supposed to be green. Well, so tell me about your vacation. I'm so jealous.
Yes. So I'm going away on a cruise. So I like cruising. I know not a lot of people don't, but I have difficulty with travel sometimes. And the last vacation I went on was a cruise, but we had to fly from New Jersey to Washington, and that was a lot on me. This one I like because we're leaving right out of Brooklyn. Mm-hmm. And you won't know when I'm leaving, so you can't come like rob my house or steal my cats, because this will be aired after I'm back already.
Yeah. Well, that sounds like fun. So where are you going, did you say?
To Ocean Cay and Nassau. And I think we have a stop in Florida at Port Canaveral. I like the fact that I could just go unpack once. Yeah. If I'm tired, I could just go back to my room, take a little nap.
Yeah. Yeah. Cruises could be really nice if nobody gets sick. So
I've only ever gotten seasick once, and it's because we didn't know any better and we went during hurricane season because it was cheap. But now you know why it's cheap during hurricane season.
Yeah. But it is so nice to get on a cruise ship and not have to fly to it.
Mm-hmm. You know, no internet, no phone.
That's the best part. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So Richard and my husband, Richard, and my daughter, Lindsay, went for an overnight hike on the part of the Appalachian Trail that goes through New Jersey.
Oh, cool.
And Yeah, unfortunately, it was raining the whole time and it was cold. They're practicing because they're going to go. She's going to do the whole Appalachian Trail. He's going to do a week of it with her down in Georgia next week, actually, in early April. But yeah, they did that. And they did say it was really nice not to have like a computer screen in front of them and all that stuff. So
yeah, I think I have like a mini Wi-Fi package, but I'm just not going to use it. I just need a break. You know, I'm on technology all day.
Oh, yeah. She should definitely. Yeah.
Well, that I've got like my word search books. I got it for the kids, but I'm probably going to play with it. I have family members that are coming with us. Remember those, what do they call watercolor books? I remember when I was little, like all the colors there already, and you just take a paintbrush with water. I found a kitty cat one. So I got it for the kids, but I was like, you know, I'll probably play with this too.
Yeah.
I find that stuff relaxing.
Yeah, it's fun. It's something that's easy to do. It's like you don't have to take any break power.
Same thing with trivia. That's why we've been doing trivia. It's like my brain break.
Yeah.
And it stops me from thinking about like other stuff. And I just focus on that.
Yeah. Well, have fun, Danielle.
Thank you.
I wish I could sneak into your suitcase, but I'm a little too big for that.
Yeah. And then what we'll do is for the next episode recording that we'll release for you guys is we're going to talk about fostering. Because I have a ton of fostering stories too, like how amazing connections have come through and just the outcome of the fostering and the adoption process. It's just been a lot going on. All cat related. Great stuff.
Great. Well, this has been fun.
Yeah. Well, thank you guys so much for listening. You can follow along at thejerseypodcats.com. You just reminded me I need to update the website. So thank you so much for that. And follow us on Facebook. We are on Instagram. And if you're not watching on YouTube already, check us out over there. Thank you so much. Bye.
Thanks so much for listening. Let's keep the conversation going. Give this podcast a rating so other cat lovers can find it. Connect with the Jersey Podcats on social media or visit thejerseypodcats.com and leave a message sharing a story or a question about cats. Thanks again for joining us, and we'll catch you in the next episode.